say to Ashley David Chapin, one thing to say. It's coming up soon. Ashley David Chapin.
Your love is better than ice cream.
On a scale of one to corny, where did we just go? What just happened there? He's in the studio, folks. Ashley David Chapman, vice president of Chapman's Ice Cream. Back in 1823, his parents started the Chapman thing.
Close enough.
Yeah. Chapmans.ca. Dude, the last time I was at your place in the ice cream facility, the plant.
Yes.
A couple things happened. One, I was quite impressed with the system, the setup, the Willy Wonka aspect of things.
Yes.
Pretty stinking amazing.
No Oompa Loompas, though.
No. Oh. No, there weren't.
2022. That's our rollout.
Okay. All right. Hey, do you have a cold?
No.
Your voice sounds very
My mustache is a little bit big today, so it's muffling. It's a muffling thing. It happens.
Anyway, the other thing was I tried out some new flavors in the little staff cafeteria area where we cracked open the fridge and cracked open a few containers of ice cream.
Remember that, yeah.
Dude, strawberry shortcake. I don't know how you got the actual cake part to still be like cake instead of some artificial weirdness.
Yes, I know. It's delicious.
He sounds so sinister when he talks about
it. Tasty.
And then there was another one, a mocha one of some sort.
Oh, wasn't that the peanut salty caramel
one? Dude.
Yes.
So not mocha at all. Let me just clarify that.
No.
Peanut salty
caramel. You drink some weird stuff.
But it was kind of... No, it's not the same packaging at all. I'm sorry. I was trying to save you.
No, it was totally different.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, the peanut salted caramel thing. So we've all had salted caramel. Okay, it's good, isn't it? Mm. You throw the peanuts in there?
Mm-hmm. Pushes it over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Oh, always good to have you. Except today, we are in grieving.
Yes.
The flag is at half-mast.
Yes.
Because Ashley David Chapman, vice president of Chapman's Ice Cream, did not bring... any ice cream.
It's December. It's the month that broken dreams are had and felt by all. So I just want to bring some Christmas reality into the Joy Studios here. At least.
You know, every other time you brought ice cream. So you can see how we were led to believe.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Didn't Pavlov...
I was really thinking about it, and then we kind of ran out of all the Christmas flavors, and I was just like, meh, I'll bring in the new stuff next time.
Okay,
I mean.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Extra barrels.
I should bring you all prototypes next time.
Yeah. Ooh. Dude, did you say prototypes?
Prototypes. Prototypes.
How does that happen?
Sandwiches within sandwiches, vanillas within chocolates, crunchy bits, caramel, everything.
Dude, you're blowing my mind.
For your face.
Oompa Loompa poops.
Oompa Loompa poops. You've just come up with a whole new Moose Track scenario for... wow.
Loompa Track.
Yeah.
Loompa Tracks.
I was actually talking to a guy the other day, and he's doing development on a new type of ice cream with some pretty crazy colors.
Is he a scientist?
He is. He's a food scientist. But unfortunately, they didn't realize that all the multicolors they're putting in this ice cream actually are undigestible.
That's what happened to Frankenberry, because then you poop out colors.
Yeah. Poop out rainbows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just
unicorns. So yes. That one's never going to get off the ground.
Have you seen the commercial for Squatty Potty?
I have.
Okay.
Well,
you know where we're
and
going.
No, that is not how ice cream is actually made. It sounds like there's a room somewhere I didn't show you.
Just have unicorns tied up and buckets behind them.
And anybody at home should definitely go Google Squatty Potty Unicorn Ice Cream. Right
it
now.
Is one of the most amazing commercials on YouTube ever.
Yeah, it'll give you nightmares.
Yeah. So listen, first of all, I want to... Can we just be serious for a second, please? Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you next week.
Yes, ooh. Absolutely. And happy birthday to you.
Yes, yesterday. I just wanted to bring that up. Normally, I would celebrate by having ice cream, but...
Not today.
That's okay. Is your new facility 140,000 square feet? It's bigger now.
It's bigger than that. It's bigger than
you
that.
You need to change the stuff in your website then, man.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, that's the distribution center.
Yeah, that's the distribution center. We've got around 500,000 square feet of stuff that we make ice cream in.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many employees do you have?
Right now, I'm about 675.
Are they unionized?
No, they are not.
How do you feel about the GM? Oh, wait, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
So what I want to know when it comes to Christmas is, I want to know about Christmas flavors. Do you release Christmas flavors, like a new Christmas flavor every year, or do you re-release, or do you just go, we have Christmas flavors?
We have a whole lineup. Mind you, I think, did we do a new one this year? No, we didn't.
Dude, it's your company.
We just did. We did a new one.
Wow. It's the Rain Man of ice cream.
There's hundreds of flavors, Drew. It's hard to keep track.
I'm sorry.
We did a Twister. It's like a peppermint creamsicle.
Yes.
Yes, it was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They sold very well.
Can we find the Chapman's commercial, please? We need to play that at some point during this.
I'll do that.
Which one?
The other thing I want to know is I love these kinds of stories, and you'll know where I'm going with this. The one flavor that failed miserably, more than any other flavor.
I think our greatest shame was the 25th anniversary, and that was a champagne sorbet. And it really was as nasty as the giggles in the room would allude to. It was just
brought to you by Dale Richardson.
And this one pallet in the old cold storage, and it was just for years of working there, and like, oh yeah, we should really get rid of that.
But so did you give it to charity or something?
No food banks. Probably would have taken it. It was, they would have been angry.
Like, really?
How dare you donate, frozen crap in a package?
Yeah. Tim, I don't know why you're looking at that computer for the commercial we have loaded into the show, the Chapman's commercial into the show. So we play it every Saturday here on the Drew Marshall Show.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant you said on YouTube. You were talking about...
Did I say YouTube?
You might have a little.
Oh, stop it. Don't give him any ammunition. Busiest time of year has got to be summer, yay?
Kind of.
Yes?
No, not really. For the production,
yes,
absolutely.
Okay, and then what happens around Christmas time? Oh, wait, do you have logs?
Do we? You mean those nasty things with the cake in them?
Yes.
Oh God, no,
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 okay.
No, not since the 80s.
But the 80s called. They want their dessert back.
It was a wild time to be alive.
Oh yeah. But do you not have ice cream logs?
Yeah, we had one called the Slice Cream that we did, which was a pure 100% ice cream log.
Yes.
We chose not to call it a log because who wants really the log of anything, right?
That's the commercial I can play.
No, we're not playing that one. No.
That one's creepy. Yeah, no, but they got discontinued due to low sales.
So let's talk about this Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if this Christmas people will be partaking in a little bit of Chapman's.
Well, I would hope so.
What do you think they might partake in the most?
Oh, heavens.
Good name for ice cream. Heavens.
I think it would be the peppermint Rice Crisp ice cream sandwiches.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How did I not know about this?
I'm pretty sure I've had them to you last year.
Yeah.
We've been doing them for a while.
Yeah, we probably did have them last year.
Yeah, last year.
So, wait, peppermint vanilla ice cream with Rice Krispies in
it? Well, it's green ice cream.
Okay.
And it's got little red and green chocolate-covered rice balls. Yes, they're crispy and delicious.
But I haven't brought none.
I know. Zero. 0% ice cream.
So we are all hating on Ashley David Chapman.
Exactly,
Keep talking, Buttercup.
I want to know what Homer's favorite Christmas ice cream is. Do you have any idea?
The one that's in my mouth.
Homer, your ice cream is a big thing for you, but sometimes it gets on your hands. It gets cold because you eat so much. You'll have a whole container, Homer, in your hands.
Yes.
How do you stop that?
I just eat it all and it is gone and my hands feel fine again.
Okay. You know who else I'd like to talk to?
Who?
One of the hosers, Mr. McKenzie.
Okay, let me get him.
Is it Bob or Doug?
It's Bob.
Okay.
Let me go get him.
Bob McKenzie from the hosers. I was just wondering, when was the last time you had some Chapman's ice cream?
Just a second, okay, because my head still hurts.
What's wrong? You got a little ice cream headache, do you?
Yeah, it's okay, though. I got my toque on. It should help out.
All right. And what happens to you? Because you mow down a whole 2-liter container, too. Do your hands not get cold?
No, because I'm wearing Skidoo gloves, eh? All the time.
Yeah, all the time
just
for everything.
Just in case there's ice cream, it could be like plus 32 outside with humidity.
Look at his face. He's even got the McKenzie face.
I have to do it, because that helps, right?
Pretty sure he dreams of McKenzie, even. Yeah, his wife looks over and she just sees that. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Can I go back to my ice cream?
Yes, please go back.
See you.
You're in the studio with Ashley David Chapman, Vice President of Chapman's Ice Cream. What is something that you want everyone to know about your family?
Oh, about my family. We're awesome. And we do nice things. We just finished off a Movember campaign with the employees in the office. That was good.
They all grew tashes?
Not the women.
Okay.
Not the women.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
But the men in the office made a very hearty attempt and raised $3,500.
Nice.
Chapman's is matching that, so $7,000 total to
the Drew Marshall Show.
Well, where else would you put something like that?
Yeah. No, what are you spending it on?
We are actually putting it towards a hospice.
Oh.
Yes.
Hospice. That's pretty stinking nice.
Yeah, it is.
Up there in Markdale?
Yeah. Well, not Markdale, in Owensown. Just Owensown. In the Chapman House.
You have your own hospice?
Yeah, we built a hospice.
You keep people on ice? No, that's after.
Yeah, we haven't actually started renting out pallet positions for corpses. but I trust you to bring it up. No, we built a hospice.
I'm so impressed with everything you guys do. Seriously, so I went around to Markdale and started talking with a couple of different locals.
Uh-oh.
Including the Popo the wife of the Popo.
Okay.
I tried to get dirt on you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just tried, like, do they think they own the town? Are they bossy? Are they arrogant? You know, they got lots of money, you know? No. They're irritatingly nice was maybe a quote I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because you guys donate to every stinking charity around.
Yep.
Except the ones from the people that are listening right now, because they're tapped out with charity giving. So you don't want to call the Chapmans right now. Because they give so much, they're already full, so don't call them. But I mean, locally, you guys, they love you in that neck of the woods.
Well, you know, why not?
Because your family is awesome.
You got it.
Yeah. Are you more like your mom or your dad?
I am some weird, sinister mix of both.
Sinister is a good word.
I like to call myself the Dark Prince of Ice Cream. Yes.
The Dark Prince of Ice Cream. Well, you know me. I tell this story all the time. When I was growing up, man, my mom and dad had a big chest freezer in the funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he can talk to you about product.
And I would go down to the freezer, crack it open, and my mom would have a coffee cake that she'd baked. Because she would give treats to the families who come and, you know, just nice homemade cookies and things
nice
like
touch.
That.
Yep.
And I would devour that stuff. And I would include a 2-liter brick of ice cream.
Wow.
An entire 2-liter brick of ice cream. Usually I got into the Neapolitan there, don't you know?
Wow. It's a... Thank goodness that you did.
I think
that's how you got as big as you are.
I want to excuse me.
Yeah, no, the ice cream diet.
I want to blame.
You should have been 5 feet tall.
I want to blame Neapolitan for my ADD. Because, like, what do you do? There's so many colors. There's the chocolate, the strawberry, the vanilla. What do we do? I'm all over the place. I couldn't decide. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It is delicious. And it's everywhere, too. Neapolitan's all over the world. Did you know that?
Who started Neapolitan?
Actually, it was the Germans. Yes, it was a chef who invented it for a German aristocrat, Prussian. Yes.
Don't wreck a good story with facts.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
They have ways of making you eat frozen food.
What was that?
It is the German in me.
Anyway, always a blast.
Yes.
To have you here in the studio. Mm-hmm. Chapmans.ca is a website that you could go to. You could find out all about their flavors. Do you ever have any contests or interactive things?
Facebook.
You've got to go to the Chapman's Facebook page.
Yes, we do lots of contests and things like that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, during the month of December, we are going to be giving away $4 vouchers for Chapman's ice cream.
Oh.
We have a stack of them sitting over there in our in my little folder thing there.
Ooh, and someone's teething one for herself
right
now.
Really? I've been photocopying them.
They have excellent photocopiers at the studio.
Well done. Well done. Not as good as the $5 bills you did, Drew.
No, they were much better. Yeah. Okay, that's the end of the show.
Although those loonies were pretty weird.
They kept getting jammed in the fax machine.
Yeah.
Libby, what is happening to my show? You two guys should never be here.
I was just trying to get you arrested, and he's your lawyer, so you'll be fine.
There we go.
You'll be fine.
I just have to do some business, and we'll come right back with some guy named...